Michael Flynn.
A federal appeals court upheld the Justice Department's decision to abandon the case against Flynn, ending the prosecution against him. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany describes the decision as a victory for justice and truth. She tweets that all Americans are entitled to equal justice under the law and due process, and that no American should ever be unjustly targeted by their government. Flynn had previously pleaded guilty to lying to prosecutors in the Russia investigation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A GOP police reform bill is going nowhere. Senate Democrats blocked the measure today on Capitol Hill. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there's no point in discussing the GOP bill.
There is no conceivable way to rectify all of its many problems. It's not realistic we can fix this bill, even with a series of amendments, because they will require 60 votes, and we won't get 60 on any of them.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's absurd for Democrats to refuse to even allow discussion of the proposed bill.
This is political nonsense, elevated to an art form. In a body that has amendments and substitute amendments, it is nonsense to say a police reform bill cannot be the starting point for a police reform bill.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott urged Democrats to allow debate on the bill even if they don't like the proposal.
If you don't think we're right, make it better. Don't walk away.
The Justice Act, crafted by Scott, would implement new accountability for police and use incentives to pressure departments to ban the use of chokeholds. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 710 points. The NASDAQ dropped 222. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is the central theme of the new movie, Return to the Hiding Place, a film about Corrie Ten Boom and her family's heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II, and about her secret army of teenagers. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at SalemNow.com and save 20% with the promo code MOVIE. Return to the Hiding Place at SalemNow.com, promo code MOVIE.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. You know, especially with the way things are now, I was looking into a way to make my home even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They're amazing. They're so tough, they're guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, but they're very easy for you to get out if there's an emergency in your home, right? How great is that? People can't see in, but you can see out. They're beautiful. And the most important thing is criminals are looking for easy access. And if they can't get into your home instantly, they're going to move on. That's what you want. And with Boss Security Screens, that's what you'll have. Secure your home today. Get a free estimate and receive $1,000 off installation. Visit BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S, BossSecurityScreens.com. Or call 702-637-0255. BossSecurityScreens.com or 702-637-0255. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's BossSecurityScreens.com.
It's 3:04. This is a KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. As more locals headed back to work during phase two of Nevada's roadmap to recovery, Las Vegas' unemployment rate dipped a little last month. Still, the Las Vegas Valley jobless rate was not pretty. More than 29% of Vegas's workforce was unemployed in May. That's down from 34% in April. Circa begins taking reservations today for the soon-to-open downtown Las Vegas Hotel Casino. Property owner Derek Stevens says when the project does open October 28th, it'll be a throwback to vintage Vegas. Nobody under the age of 21 is allowed in. Stevens says his other downtown casinos, the D and the Golden Gate, will still accept families. Two employees at the Cosmo have tested positive for COVID-19. Company officials say the two concierge team members tested positive last week, and the property has been following the appropriate testing protocol. The Sahara's Northside Cafe has been closed because three of their employees tested positive. It's the fourth unexpected closure of a Las Vegas Strip eatery in less than a week. Caesars Entertainment also announced the closure of Guy Fieri's Vegas Kitchen and Bar at the Link after one of its workers also tested positive.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we're getting some moderate flows there on the Beltway 215 west at Valley Verde, east 215 at Green Valley. Those lane restrictions continue. Pecos at the 215. And remember, construction on Charleston, that is at Lamb.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Wednesday, and you know what that means, Chuck Muth Day, here on the radio program on AM 670 KMZQ. Want to remind you, we will have the Steve Sisolak News Conference at 5 o'clock. We'll have it for you in its entirety or until it gets boring as to what the next phase is, or is it the same phase? Is it still phase two? Or are we moving to, say, phase three? Or are we going to be masking up outdoors? I don't know. We'll all find out together just after 5 o'clock. Be listening. Make an appointment listening to be with us here on AM 670 KMZQ. We are always happy to have Chuck Muth with us. It is especially good today because we open with some bad news today. Dwight Mazzoni, one of the really nice people in Nevada politics over the years, passed away overnight. And Dwight was a friend, and he was always friendly. If you disagreed with his policy, he's the former chair of the Clark County Republican Party, and just a really prince of a guy. Chuck Muth, what did you know of Dwight Mazzoni?
Oh, I knew Dwight very well as a former party chairman myself. He and I shared, you know, that distinction. And he was also my insurance agent for years. He was in the insurance business, and Obamacare basically put him out of business when the insurance companies stopped paying commissions on agents. And it was just pure hell trying to deal with a bureaucracy without having an agent involved who actually knew how to navigate that bureaucracy. You know, there were people like Dwight who performed a tremendous public service for consumers, and Obamacare put him basically out of business. But you're absolutely right, Kevin. This was one of the nicest guys you'll ever want to meet in politics. He'd give you the shirt off his back, as the cliche goes, literally. And, yeah, it's just a tremendous loss for us here in Southern Nevada.
And even in his later years, when his health was failing, you would see him off to the side, just kind of holding court, and people would come up to him, especially young women. I don't know why, but this guy attracted young women more than anybody I've ever seen. He was amazing. He was just amazing.
He was just a nice guy and was extremely approachable. And I can't remember years ago, I can't remember if he had heart surgery or if he had a stroke, and you know, everybody was worried about him, you know, years ago. But you're right, even after that medical episode that he had, he came back and he was still at every meeting and still talking to people, still sharp as a tack, and just a wonderful guy, a wonderful human being.
Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. At 5 o'clock, Steve Sisolak is going to have a news conference. These things are always like a three-ring circus. What do you expect from the governor today?
I expect a lot more mush, as usual. I guess in response to your opening, where we're going to be, I think this is going to be phase 7 of phase 2.
Oh, God,
no. Before we get to phase
3. Please, no.
Yeah, this has got to be the most incompetent governor's administration in the country. I don't know how anyway. I mean, there are others who are worse in the policies they've enacted, but this is just pure incompetence.
There are people. There are people still protesting, Dieter, that they're not getting their money.
Yeah, we're now on our third Dieter director. The third one that we have now is an interim until they appoint the fourth one, I guess. And you're right, there's still thousands. We're now over three months into this situation that he created with the Sisolak shutdown. Over 3 months in, and there's still people who can't get through to the unemployment line to apply for their unemployment benefits. It's just ridiculous what's going on. And now I saw that, I guess this afternoon, we're probably going to end up with a mandatory mask order, emergency order, which a large number of people are going to simply ignore, although the businesses can't ignore it, because then the governor can use his unlimited emergency power to yank their business licenses, shut them down, fine them, cite them, whatever he's going to do. This is just ridiculous. And then I saw, before we came on the air, that Caesar's Palace has beaten him to the punch, and Caesar's is now going to require masks on everybody unless you're eating or drinking, which makes no sense whatsoever. If the thing is contagious, then why do you make an exception for people out in public eating and drinking? So he can't get this right. He hasn't gotten it right from day one. And what he's going to do at 5 o'clock today is speak out of both sides of his mouth once again and make the situation even worse.
Well, the question is he going to say must or should? Or is he going to parse words another way? That's what he did early on in this thing. And everybody was confused, and he had to come back with a statement 2 days later.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day, he said all businesses should close. And then business said, well, heck, I'm not closing. This is how I feed my family. And so faced with people not listening to what he's telling him to do, he then had to make it an order. And I just shake my head in amazement when I'm driving down the street and I watch people in their cars by themselves with the windows up wearing a face diaper. I mean, what is wrong with people that they're just blindly following this stuff and buying into it? It's frankly, it's embarrassing.
I got to ask you, this is one of those things. Somebody has got to emerge and push back on this governor. Why won't anybody push back on this governor?
As a political leader or?
Well, so somebody that could lead a movement that could lead to being a some form of political move for 2 years from now.
That is the big question. It's the question that I ask and have been asked among conservative and Republican circles is, okay, this guy is just absolutely horrible and everybody sees it and everybody knows it, but in politics, you can't beat somebody with nobody. So who is that somebody that's going to be willing to come forward and challenge Governor Sisolak in 2 years at the ballot box? And, I mean, there's still obviously 2 years. There's plenty of time for somebody to emerge, but they're missing an opportunity to set themselves apart and challenge him right now while we're in the middle of this. We need a leader right now, and there just isn't anyone out there apparently willing to do that.
It would be interesting to note if anybody steps forward, if indeed we are being forced to mask up. I'm going to be fascinated to see if everybody pushes back or if they're just going to defy the governor and say, we're not going to do it. Penalize us, fine us, throw us in jail.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was saying, I know exactly what's going to happen because I was in California last weekend with visiting friends down in Oceanside. I have another friend who owns a barbecue restaurant, so I took our friends out to dinner, and it's amazing. You walk in the door, and the hostess stand is literally a step and a half to two steps away. And to get in there, they told us that we had to put a mask on. But the minute you take one step past the hostess stand into the restaurant, you can take your mask off. I mean, that makes absolutely no sense. If the coronavirus is so lethal and so dangerous, then you shouldn't allow anybody anywhere without a mask on. But they make these exceptions to the rule, which proves that it really isn't. It just doesn't make any sense, Kevin. I don't know how to explain it, and I don't think the governor will know how to explain it this afternoon either. I think it's going to be humiliating embarrassment for him once again.
And getting back to Dieter, just is there any light at the end of the tunnel that you see? I mean, do you sense that there's anything going on, new software or a new, more dynamic director of Dieter, that's going to make much of a difference? I mean, we're going on 3 months here.
We're going on 3 months, and I don't know. I can tell you this. There was a slight light at the end of the tunnel for my daughter. She applied for unemployment. I think it was the first or second day of April when all this happened. And she just got a response back 2 days ago, a phone call from a Dieter representative who said, okay, we need you to fax us this information about why you left your employment within 48 hours, or we're going to make our own determination on our own. So she faxed it back. But why did it take April, May, June, almost 3 months before she even got a call back from the Dieter office? And now we still don't know whether or not she's been approved and when she's going to get her money.
And we may be waiting another month before we know anything on that. More with Chuck Muth coming up, the president of Citizen Outreach. We'll talk about some bizarre statements made by Nancy Pelosi accusing senators in the United States Senate of being behind the murder of George Floyd, of making them guilty of the murder of George Floyd. This is so incredible, so onerous. We'll get to that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off their service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Safeco, and more. Call 702-714-1060. The quote is absolutely free. Won't cost you a dime. 702-714-1060. Don't forget, coming up just after 5 o'clock, we'll have the governor's news conference. Are we going to phase 3? Are we reverting back to phase 1? Are we going to be in masks? It looks like it may be a very momentous afternoon. We'll find out together just after 5 o'clock. Our thanks, by the way, to the folks at News 3 for giving us the feed. Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. And, we were talking about Nancy Pelosi in a phone interview today. Apparently, she accused the Republicans in the House of United States Senate, accused Republicans of essentially being complicit in the murder of George Floyd. Chuck, what do you make of Nancy Pelosi? And she was given a chance later in the day to walk it back. She said, absolutely not.
Yeah, this is just absolutely outrageous. It all has to do with Senator Tim Scott has introduced a police reform bill in the Senate. The Democrats blocked it, not because of what was in the bill, but because it was a Republican who was sponsoring it. And then Nancy Pelosi says something this outrageous. I remember, Kevin, and I know you'll remember this too, years ago. I think it was Congressman, Joe something or other. But during the Obama's State of the Union address, he shouted out, you lie. In response to it. Joe Wilson, I think his name was.
Yeah.
And he got universal condemnation from both sides of the aisle for simply pointing out that Obama had said something that wasn't true. And yet Nancy Pelosi can get away with making such an outrageous accusation that Republicans in the Senate are responsible for the murder of George Floyd, and crickets. You don't hear anything from the Democrats whatsoever criticizing this. And frankly, far too few Republicans as well.
And Mitch McConnell, who after the vote... essentially threw up his hands. He said, this is the way you legislate. Somebody introduced a bill, you take it up, you amend it. I mean, even going back to when we actually taught civics, that's the way you're supposed to generate legislation, isn't it?
Exactly. And they offered, I can't remember what the exact number is, but I think they offered the ability to propose 20-some amendments to the bill, and rather than do that and try to make the changes that they wanted in the bill, the Democrats simply walked out of the whole process and said, nope, not going to do it. We're out of here.
Nancy Pelosi's going to pass her bill. It's going nowhere in the Senate. So are we at an impasse here?
We are, and we will continue to be at an impasse at least until November. And I think the American public is, I think they've known this for a while, Kevin, but I think it's becoming more and more etched in their psyche every single day that the only way that this is going, the impasse is going to be resolved is not simply to reelect President Trump, but to get rid of Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat control of the House. That's the only way anything's going to move right now. Of course, the alternative is just absolute Armageddon, in which you elect Joe Biden president and Democrats keep control of the House and Republicans lose the Senate, in which case this nation, I think, is just a goner.
It's when I'm going to be moving to Australia, I think.
That sounds nice this time of year, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful this time of year. Yeah. Again, Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. I was so pleased when NASCAR discovered via the FBI that there wasn't something nefarious going on with a noose in the garage area of Bubba Wallace, an African-American driver, the number 43 Richard Petty car. And today he was on a bunch of the news media. He did Meet the Press. He did CNN. He did everybody. Is this finally over? I mean, and by the way, I'm so pleased that there wasn't anything nefarious going on. It was a door pull. It was a garage door pull.
And the people who are upset that it turned out to be a hoax are the real problem in this country. And you know, I'm a NASCAR fan. I watch NASCAR. I've been out to the Motor Speedway to see the race here. And I never gave race a second thought. Bubba Wallace was just Bubba Wallace. I didn't even know he was black, frankly, until he made an issue of it and decided to paint Black Lives Matter on his race car. And I am so tired, Kevin, of Hollywood actors and entertainers and sports figures thinking that their political views are something that we all must have and we all must follow. Look, just entertain us, play your sport, let us watch it. Some of us want to get away from politics that are flooding our lives every single day, and it's a release that we're looking for. We don't go to the movies. We don't go to baseball games to be lectured on public policy and politics, and I just wish they would stop and just get back to doing what they're paid to do.
Speaking of baseball, we are going to have baseball. It's going to begin the 24th of July, a 60-game regular season, then the playoffs, then the World Series. They'll be playing it in a snowstorm in Milwaukee or something like that. But is it good that we're getting back just as there is some sort of national spike going on?
Well, all I know is that when they return, if they return in July, I won't be watching them. This has been a real spectacle and absolutely insane that they've had such difficulty between the players' union and Major League Baseball in trying to come up with a way to restart the game. And you know, it's the same thing. The politics are getting involved, and then you got the money involved with all the money that these players are making. And I don't want that. I want to be able to sit down and just watch the baseball game. And I'm a big baseball fan. Last year, I took my son down to Phoenix for spring training, and we went to I think 6 games in 3 days, and just had a wonderful time. I love going out to the ballpark. But not now. They've completely ruined baseball, and just the way the NFL has ruined football in the past. Last year, I just started to watch games again, and here we are back in the same place we were 3-4 years ago. I've just pretty much lost all interest in all sports at this point.
Wow. I'm going to check back with you the week of the 24th, and we'll see if maybe, just maybe, you might sneak a peek at opening day for your favorite team. Who's your favorite team, by the way?
Yeah, my son's favorite team is the Astros, and so I'm going to stick with the Astros for now.
The cheaters.
Yeah, exactly.
Chuck is always good, man. If folks want to check out Muth's Truth, how do they do it?
They can sign up. It's a free email newsletter. Just go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com.
I always have so much fun. Thanks so much, man. Always good to visit with you.
Same here, Kevin. Take care now.
There you go, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Coming up, I'm going to let you hear from Bubba Wallace. He was very expansive with Craig Melvin of NBC News and the Today Show earlier today. We'll let you hear some of that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Center.